can't necessarily, it may not be for everybody, but certainly at least consider it. Start researching, start reaching out to people.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're back again with Jeff Miles on his fresh take and learning experiences in the field as a beginning property investor. Discover how Miles overcame his fear for risk-taking, what resources he found the most useful when he first started out his property investment journey, and his simple property investment strategy. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Miles' first challenge on his property investment journey was to overcome his fear for risk and the unknown.
It's certainly, for me, it was mindset around mindset and fear that, and partially you could argue that this was you could sort of say that conditioning as a growing up about that debt piece on not getting into too much debt. So that did hold me back. And I suppose also not being aware of, so as I say, you don't know what you don't know. So me not having the network and not having that strong sort of influence of knowing what you can achieve and or what you can and can't do as a property investor.
In order to resolve his fears, Miles started to educate himself and better his understanding of the field.
To overcome that fear and of debt and of investing, look, for me, it's been really important to reach out to mentors, have that education. And you can have that through a variety of multiple sources that I found, and that's been really useful to help me overcome that.
With no prior knowledge in property investment, Miles looked to podcasts and books to learn about property investment, a few of which he'd like to recommend to other beginning investors as well.
A key one has been a forum called Summersoft or Property Chat, which I'm sure listeners are quite aware of. And other ones have been books and podcasts and certainly even yours as well is great for the inspiration. Hope you don't mind me plugging your show there, but
of course, thank you so much.
plenty of podcasts and books as well, and something like Margaret Lomas's, and even one of the first property books I actually read was Steve McKnight's 0 to 120. I believe that's the name of the book, and for me that was amazing. That was an aha moment. I read that probably 2011, 2012, and I was like, that is amazing that you can buy a property, you can keep buying properties based on the cash flow, and that's the strategy. So I'd say internet forums, property chat, Summersoft, you're looking at podcasts such as yours over the last couple of years, and also books as well. And there's been many mentors that, there isn't one that stands out. Even my accountant as well has been a great mentor. And just, I suppose, watching what other people have done, and even asking them questions. So I'm a big advocate of continuous learning.
By consistently looking to learn more about property investment, Miles has heard some great advice from many experienced people.
I suppose for me, if I could sum it up, a quote that I'd love to sort of use is the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that may seem strange, but I mean, for me, that sort of hits home based on my upbringing. Look, I'm looking at my parents now, they're getting towards their late 50s, early 60s. And if I was to repeat what they've done, then to me, I would more likely get the same results. So that's really, and that's a great piece of advice that you've heard. And I suppose another quote is to not always believe everything that you hear as well. So that hits on the due diligence point as well.
Miles' property investment strategy may be the simplest one yet. Instead of doing everything himself, Miles has found a good buyer's agent and invests purely based on his recommendations.
So I found it through a buyer's agent, and I engaged a buyer's agent and did some research before I went to that buyer's agent and decided to go with that. For me, I was procrastinating too much. I was, as you may remember earlier in the interview, you mentioned 2013, that property manager. It was almost 2 years before I actually took action. So I thought, I can continue to research and talk about doing it, or I can actually engage somebody and get it done. And to me, that's that has been critical. You sort of find that if you can, our time can go by so quickly, but if you can shortcut that process and stop procrastinating, that was a key reason, deciding factor behind a buyer's agent, and also the strategy as well. I think they can offer you a good strategy to build a property portfolio.
Working with a buyer's agent is perfect for Miles because it enables him to be able to make the best investment decisions and minimize his risk taking.
They ask me questions. They ask me how much was I looking to purchase for, what state was I looking in, did I have a preference for townhouses or houses, and they asked me, it was a fact find, and then they went out into the field and looked at properties as well, and then it was about a six to eight week process in terms of the search, and they presented me with properties, and then I was ultimately the one who would make the decision based on their recommendations. So it was multiple properties. So they would communicate me and send me an email with multiple properties and say, okay, we recommend this one. We've looked at this one. We don't recommend it. Here's why we don't recommend it. So they would send me multiple properties with the information, the RP data, and all that. And then it was up to me to then say, yes, I want to make an offer on this. Let's offer that. So, and they would then facilitate the negotiation process.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Miles' most effective personal habit, which has become pivotal in his success in property investment.
So the one that I look to do on a daily basis whenever I can is meditation.
His best advice for youth looking to get into the field of property investment.
Be a lot clearer on what you actually enjoy doing for a job or for a business.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your copy today. When looking at the best properties to invest in, Miles is mainly concerned with neutral cash flow, although he's now looking to delve deeper into capital growth.
For me, look, it's relatively cash flow neutral. Look, that was part of the strategy. I didn't want it to cost me too much. And ultimately, longer term, I'd love to see some capital growth in it to then continue to purchase. If I want to look in 10 or 15 years, I have an ultimate strategy of I put a number on of 200K residual income. And look, that's some people would argue an ambitious number. Some people would argue it's not ambitious enough. That's the rationale behind the strategy.
Miles is always looking to grow his property portfolio and hopes for it to generate enough of income to support his future family.
So the plans are I've written down how many properties I'd like to purchase in how many years, and so the plan is to build up the deposit for the next one. So keep saving it and potentially get creative around some strategies on doing some renovation flips, which I'm in some conversations with people, to then buy and hold for long term properties. So ultimate goal is to eventually get to a stage where it sustains itself. And that's going to be a process over the next 5 to 10 and possibly 15 years, depending on when kids and family come along as well. My views are that the next purchase is likely to hopefully be one that will see more capital growth. That's a big consideration to be able to make sure you can have that balance between cash flow versus capital growth. Because if you can't continue to hold, if it's costing you too much in cash flow, but you're getting capital growth, then you may not be able to continue to hold the property. In terms of where I would look to buy next, I'm looking potentially at your sort of outer suburbs in Melbourne, potentially Brisbane, and even considering Adelaide. I know that's a very, very general description, because it's important then to understand, to do the research on the area. So they're the states or areas I'll be looking in. And I suppose the next one, would love to purchase one with large potential capital growth. The one at the moment is cash flow focused, and would love to have purchased a more capital growth focused property. However, it is very self-servicing, which is great.
Even though Miles has just begun his investment journey, he has already garnered enough experiences to provide some helpful advice for use in situations similar to his previous self.
So what I was saying is to my 18-year-old self, I'm 28 now, I would definitely start earlier and advocate that, because at that age I was focusing more on the grades in terms of university and just finishing high school. So, and of course, it's got to fit your own circumstances. You can't necessarily, it may not be for everybody, but certainly at least consider it. Start researching, start reaching out to people. And in terms of, the advice I would have given to myself is be a lot clearer on what you actually enjoy doing for a job or for a business. And the university may not be the option, even if you are pressured from parents, friends or family as well.
While Miles understands the university is definitely pivotal in securing a comfortable and sustainable lifestyle, he wants others to know that participating in tertiary education is only an expectation and not the only option.
It was very focused on getting a job and getting a stable job and getting a high-paying job, given that even though I'd grown up in Western Sydney in a lower socioeconomic status area, university and getting an education was and is and can be the way to sort of get out of that, have a higher earnings potential and more stable future. So, I think there was the expectation from parents that you were able to go and get a high-paying job.
Yeah.
And that was the key driving factor from going to university and pursuing further education.
For the next 5 years, Miles is simply looking to grow his property portfolio sustainably.
Look, for me over the next five years is being able to purchase more properties. And while that sounds strange, or not strange for a property investor, it's more the reason why and over the next time period that is likely to be kids come along. And for me, buying those properties sets up the next 5 or 10, 15 years in striving towards reaching financial independence and financial freedom, which gives options and flexibility, which is what I'm most excited about and one of the key driving factors behind the property investing for me.
Miles advises other beginners to learn as much as they can from the resources available, but to also pick and choose what they want to apply and actually take action with it.
There are plenty of them. A big one, if you are just starting as a property investor, I would highly recommend Think and Grow Rich. And look, that's not specific to property. It will help you with your mindset, get your mindset in place. And then there's in terms of Australian property books, I would recommend. You're looking at books written by Margaret Lomas. You've got Michael Yardney. You've got Peter Wagent, who's been on your show. Actually, they've all been on your show. So, look, books from them, Steve McKnight as well, is great. And I suppose once you read those books, then start figuring out what resonates with you, because it probably won't all resonate with you. It's then taking the pieces that resonate, and then starting to reach out to different types of mediums and taking action.
For his most effective personal habits, Miles likes to meditate to ensure he understands his goals and also reviews them regularly.
So the one that I look to do on a daily basis whenever I can is meditation. And how does it help with my property investing? I suppose for me, it helps actually get you focused, because we have 5 to 10 different social media platforms, and you get emails, you get phone calls, you get all this distraction. And I suppose once you can get clear on those goals. So I suppose meditation, setting goals and looking at revising those goals almost on a daily basis. I've got a whiteboard at home that I've got my short-term, medium-term, long-term goals on, and I look at those on a daily basis. And one of your previous guests, Taku, sort of writes them out every day. I look at them every day and have them written somewhere as well. And the third one would actually be educating myself. And I educate myself. I read forums on a daily basis and make a habit of anything that I find is interesting. I put that into a Google sheet and then am able to go back to that at any time. So the three would be meditation, setting those goals, reviewing them, and also looking on property forums and listening to podcasts, all those sort of things.
For those listeners who would like to know more about Miles and the beginning stages of property investment, feel free to give him a call.
Best way to reach out to me, if it's related to, if you want to talk property or if you want to talk mortgage broking, any help with that, give me a call on 0414-549-258. That's my business number. And also, however, even if you just want to connect in general, if you're inspired, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn as well, which is, I'm sure Tyrone will have that linked up in terms of my name, but it's Jeff Miles, which is J-E-F, and then Miles, as it sounds.
Thank you to Jeff Miles, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Jeff Miles, and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.